take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground.
All right, here we have the Good Day program on the air. I'm just looking at something that I hadn't seen before. Tom Clancy has died.
It's sad, I know.
Missed that somehow in the last 24 hours.
And he was relatively young, I think, 66-ish?
Yeah, 66. Yeah. That's kind of gets me right in the gut. 888-302-3684 is the way for you to get us in the gut. You want to talk about the issues of the day, help yourself. A lot of things are going on. It isn't just, the world is not just focused on the shutdown and on the demand for health care. Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, there are other things going on in the world.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, I know. It's silly of me to bring that up, but let's try to work on some of these other things as well as the shutdown. Your calls, 888-302-DOUG, email to Jennifer. That's that lovely voice there. Not that my voice isn't lovely. It's a different sort of lovely, right? It's a lovely. This is a lovely program with lovely people. Ken Kessler is a lovely man, and there are lovely issues to be discussed today, not the least of which is that, as Jennifer suggested, Clancy's 66, cause of death not released, passed away at a hospital in Baltimore. He's best known for the Jack Ryan thrillers, I think, The Hunt for Red October.
That was a joke yesterday.
Clear and present danger. What was the joke?
He died while he was hunting for Red October.
That's a bad joke.
I know.
It was too soon.
It was. I thought so, too. And that was yesterday. It was even sooner.
Yeah. Who is the excuse me, the moron that came up with that?
It was my friend at work.
Really? Yeah, well, you can tell him or her that he's a moron.
It was a him.
Him, yeah. Not your cousin.
No. Okay. Different.
All right. At any rate, am I going to run into him while I'm there in the studio tomorrow?
Probably. You better be nice.
I don't have to be nice, but I have to be me. I've got to be me. So Clancy called my program once when I was, I think it was KBC, but I can't remember whether it was KBC or whether it was the national program. But I had a good conversation with him, and he didn't tell me it was him until we were a good ways along in the conversation. It was a political call about something that had nothing to do with any of his books. That's the thing about people who are famous. Ever notice that? Many think they're just a one-dimensional character, whether it's a television personality, an actor, somebody who's identified with the political movement, or someone who's well-known for something else, like Bill Gates. The only thing, the people who think about Bill Gates think about him and money. They think that's his only interest in life, is money. I can assure you that's not the case. Or look at anybody else that is prominently associated with one thing. Do you think that's the only thing in their lives? People who run, well, it may be the case for people who run high-powered companies. They live, breathe, sleep, and eat what it is they do for a living. They have nothing else in their life. But even if they don't have time for something else, do you think that's their only interest? For example, Jennifer, you have other interests, even though you spend all of your waking hours, pretty much, involved in broadcasting in one way or another.
Exactly.
But you have strong friends. Mm-hmm. You spend time with your family. You do other things. You're a multidimensional creature.
I sure try to be.
As are the rest of us. Ken Kessler works hard, 10, 12 hours a day, putting this program together and working with us. But he has other dimensions to his life. Pays attention to his children, his wife. He's got a little side business. And there are probably other things that I don't even know about Kenny, right?
That's true.
The drugs and the murdering, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
That accident in the garage.
Yeah. Well, I guess the cat's out of the bag.
Anyway, I say that because Clancy came across as somebody who was intriguing in conversation. And so it's that age, that's where I am. And whenever you see anybody who's your own age that's taken a pipe, you think twice, three, four, five times.
Yeah, what happened? Was it a fluke? Let it be a fluke. I know.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, the other side of it is there'll be an announcement today that somebody who's 106 is still alive or, you know, something along that line. 888-302-3684. So the story of Tom Clancy is at DougStephan.com. There are lots of stories there. For example, the finding that the jury has come up with in Los Angeles that AEG is not libel for the death of Michael Jackson.
I think this is fair. How about you?
Well, I thought it was a stretch to begin with. I think we've had enough of Michael Jackson and all of the various things that are part and parcel of his being alive and his being dead. Dr. Murray was fit and competent to perform the work for which he was hired, said the jury.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that they felt that all of this stuff... you know what? I think I don't want to talk about this either anymore. I think we've had enough of this, haven't we? I mean, the fact that the Jackson family lost the lawsuit, that's the headline, that's the story. Next! What's next?
Get out of here. Next? You're the boss.
Anyway, that's the story. There's a lot more to it if you want to read about it at DougStephan.com. In fact, our poll today, who do you think was responsible... If these people are not AEG, then who is for Michael Jackson's death? All right, so
how about Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
What number is he?
That's C.
Okay.
Right. AEG Live is A. Dr. Conrad Murray is B. Michael Jackson is C. And
there
a combination of the above is D. Mm-hmm. I'll put you down for C.
Thank you.
You can take the poll yourself at DougStephan.com. You know that.
I will do it right now.
That'd be a nice thing. All right. Other headlines, the shutdown and its impact continuing. What impact do you think it's had on you, Jennifer, your friends, other people that you work with, anybody that you are connected closely to? What are they saying about the shutdown?
I think most people are so, you know, I think it's funny because I think the Democrats think that the public opinion will blame Republicans, and Republicans think public opinion will blame the Democrats. And what I really think is that everybody is now turned off of government. I mean, I haven't seen anybody really affected by the government shutdown at all, but I think people are just ready to just start from scratch again and vote everybody out and vote all new people in. I mean, everybody
That's what
just
they
seems,
say.
Everybody seems very frustrated in my circle with just the fact that government can't even talk to each other at this point.
Mm. You know what I find disgraceful?
Hmm.
We're all talking about them getting the people who are furloughed, the 800,000 people furloughed, and still going to get paid even though they're not going to do anything. There are other things, the blame that's going around. I was just back and forth. You heard me yesterday talking about not getting paid by certain agencies, advertising agencies that I do business with, because they haven't been paid for certain clients, by certain clients, excuse me, that are connected to the government, mm-hmm. and there's no money coming out. Now, I find out from another agency in New York that they sent me a check last Friday. Today is Thursday, and I still don't have it, and the distance between New York City and where I am is 204 miles. You mean to tell me that these people are so incompetent that
they
can't...
You've gone to get it yourself.
I might as well have.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's disgraceful. The kinds of things that you... talking about service, whether... And suppose the Postal Service is in government, but you know it is. And that's one of the things
sure,
when the shutdown took place on Tuesday, where I said, well, the post office is going to be working. Really? Where's my check?
They didn't say working well. They said working.
Uh-huh. All right. 888-302-3684. How is this affecting you, the shutdown? And by the way, the other side of this, the big hoopla this week, is getting insurance. There's a strong demand, apparently, for health care insurance, according to what's going on online and the phone calls and that sort of thing. So I'd like to hear from somebody who has tried to and has been successful signing up for some new kind of health insurance plan. Who's done it? Who's not been frustrated? Who's happy with the process and what you got as a result of your work? I'd like to have an example of that. Wouldn't you all like to hear from somebody who's been through this? We hear all the negative stuff. Where's somebody who's had a need, who tried to go through the process either online or by dialing that government hotline, signing up and feels good about what he or she got? Let's see. I encourage you. There are 3 million people or so listening one way or another right now. Certainly one person out of all those people has tried and successfully gotten through and has something to show for his or her effort. If that's the case, let's hear from you. Come on. 888-302-3684. Sounds like I'm talking to Charlotte. Come on. Come on. Let's go outside. Come on. 16 after on Good Day.
Some things are just better together. At ExxonMobil, we don't just sell gasoline, we fuel connections. ExxonMobil gasoline is specifically engineered to help your engine run more smoothly by helping to clean intake valves and by keeping fuel injectors clean. That means when you leave an ExxonMobil station, our gasoline will help your engine run smoother, reduce emissions, and even get better fuel economy. Learn more at FuelingConnections.com. ExxonMobil. Fueling connections.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's two-day fall favorite sale Friday and Saturday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Together, these two men have 5 Emmys for comedy. Combined, they have 19 years starring in TV's top comedies. Put them together and they stand 11 feet 3 inches and headline NBC's all-new Thursday night comedy lineup. Sean Hayes.
Damn, kaboobs!
And Michael J. Fox.
Yes, you're finally getting it.
At 9, 8 Central, it's Sean Saves the World, followed by The Michael J. Fox Show, named the most exciting new series by the Critics' Choice Awards. Two men, 1 hour of comedy. Tonight, a whole new NBC Thursday.
Expect great things. 888-302-3684. Okay, so is there anything going on outside of our country? There was another series of bombs in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody excited about that?
No.
Not so much.
John Kerry, Secretary of State, has set conditions for talks with Iran. The Iranians want to talk.
That's going to go well.
Yeah, and the Israelis, they don't trust him. No. What is the old expression, trust and verify?
Mm-hmm.
Does that just go for husband and wives? Or
or for, like, American citizens or something,
right,
not
yeah.
the Iranians?
No, I don't know. Let's just hope for some good there as well. 888-302-3684. Women who have puffiness and bags under their eyes are excited about GenuCell stem cell therapy. What about men? Kenny, you got bags under your eyes? I haven't seen you for a long time, but I don't know if you got any bags.
I don't think so.
No, you're looking healthy and well. Michael, have you got bags under your eyes?
Probably.
He hasn't bothered to work
yes
lately. Right, okay. So GenuCell is for both men and women. That's the point here. A very powerful clinical-grade serum that will take care of the puffiness and bags under your eyes. Users have reported GenuCell working in as little as 12 hours with extraordinary results. Now, you wouldn't expect me to report on people who said, this stuff stinks. So people say, well, how can we believe this? I'll tell you how you can believe it. You call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. Put it on those areas under your eyes that are puffy and see what happens in 12 hours. Or better yet, see what happens over the first couple of weeks. If it doesn't change dramatically the puffiness under your eyes, send it back, get your money back. That's how you know it works. Because why would they send stuff out to you, know it wouldn't work, and get the product back again, right? There's no point to that. So call 800-543-9262. GenuCell takes care of the puffiness and the bags under your eyes. Call now and order 800-543-9262.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Love it.
Love it!
This should be bumper music for us.
How many of you, Jennifer, honestly, you know that's the theme from the Captain Kangaroo show?
I actually used to watch Captain Kangaroo when I was younger because my mom loved it. So I think, I don't know if we had
wonderful,
it taped or what.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful. Bob Keeshan, who also was a wonderful human being, having met him a couple of times and interviewed him. The first day I was on WMCA in New York, I had him as a guest. And it was just, I was tingly. I had goosebumps because I was talking to the captain.
Aww.
Good morning, Captain. It was the first day of Bob Keeshan becoming a television institution on CBS. Captain Kangaroo started on the state in 1955. Mr. Green Jeans, Bunny Rabbit, Grandfather Clock, Mr. Moose. Didn't you love those characters? Really and truly. Those of you who are getting little goosebumps right now, too, thinking about it. And it went through generation after generation. Kenny, did you ever watch Captain Kangaroo?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Mr. Moose dropping all the ping pong balls. Oh, loved it.
That was the kind of, and this, I sound like some old character maybe, but that was the kind of entertainment or the kind of way to learn. I learned so much about life and things that were practical.
Dropping
that,
ping pong balls.
Well, I mean, you learn how to count and stuff like that before there was the count. If you know, all right. So on this date, there were two amazing things in television history that started on this day, and both of them were related. Captain Kangaroo on CBS, and then there was this show on ABC, starting on this date, same day, 1955. Yes, you got it. Isn't that another television theme that gives you goosebumps? M-I-C, K-E-Y, M-O-U-S-E, Mickey Mouse.
Hi there.
Hey there. Hi there. Hello there.
Come on, can be.
Yes.
M-I-C, K-E-Y,
are people listening to this and rolling their eyeballs, or are they kind of okay with this?
Maybe a little bit.
Wherever Rich is right now, he's rolling.
Okay. Well, that's his tough luck. All right. There we go. A couple of great milestones in television. Maybe we'll go back to those when we do our television report later on this morning, Jen Jen. Meanwhile, speaking of TV on the late night shows, the monologues from Conan and Jay and Dave and Jimmy, let's see what we have time for here.
Speaking of Halloween, people are starting to shop for Halloween costumes. Walmart had a little trouble. Walmart has decided to pull Osama bin Laden costumes after receiving numerous complaints. Yeah. Yeah. Shoppers weren't complaining because they found Osama bin Laden offensive. They were mad because no one who shops at Walmart is skinny enough to wear one.
Here is a very frightening story, ladies and gentlemen. Scientists in Stockholm say hundreds of jellyfish have shut down a nuclear reactor. Hey, that's not our country. A bunch of spineless jellyfish have shut down the entire government, okay? So that is nothing. That is, I mean, this is unbelievable. The government is shut down, huh? Even Al-Qaeda couldn't do that. Do you realize that? And as you know, all non-essential employees were sent home, like President Obama's economic team. They all got sent home. Well, to all you non-essential employees who've been forced out of your job, hey, I work for NBC. I know how you feel.
They have what they call Obamacare, and when you sign up for the Obamacare, you get the different programs. You get the bronze program, you get the silver program, you get the gold program, or the platinum. Now, people say to me, Dave, what is the difference? Here's all I know. If you sign up for the platinum, you actually get to drive the ambulance.
That's actually funny.
You get to work the red light and the siren.
That's not so bad. I'm going to have to set up.
Casey Kasem's family drama continues. And other things you need to know, or maybe want to know more about, as we continue on the Good Day program with Jennifer and Ken. It's 28 after the hour.
I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Of all the races in which Americans enjoy competing, the one that we all can win is independence from foreign oil. The American ethanol industry is not only significantly stepping up the pace today, producing an estimated 13.9 billion gallons in 209 ethanol biorefineries in 29 states, but also helping to pave the way tomorrow for standalone or greenfield and advanced and cellulosic ethanol biorefineries. Scores of ethanol technology companies are already into the demonstration phase of production, proving that technologies which convert everything from corn stalks to grasses to garbage to algae are viable. I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association. Drive to ethanolrfa.org.
Fortune 500 companies choose Royal Purple Lubricants to protect and improve the performance of their multi-million dollar equipment. The same high performance technology is also available for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or ATV. Royal Purple enhances performance and provides superior protection for anything wrapped in metal. Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms. For independent tests and endorsements that document Royal Purple benefits, go to royalpurple.com. That's royalpurple.com.
If I had a nickel for every child who needs a hand.
If I had a dime
for every big dream.
For every day to get out and play.
For every kiss to make it better.
If I had a penny.
Just a penny.
From you and millions of other Rite Aid shoppers.
To round up for kids up.
Just imagine the change.
Your change could make.
Learn how to round up your Rite Aid purchases to the nearest dollar. And give the change to kids in need at KidSense.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Today, I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. We're talking about, I guess, the government shutdown. A lot of people want to be heard, so now's the time for you to call us at 888-302-3684. No progress after the president and many of the important, I don't know who describes or who decides who's important or not, important lawmakers, meeting. Mr. Boehner said the president refuses to negotiate. Ms. Pelosi says Republicans keep moving the goalposts. They're trying to come up with a budget deal. Meanwhile, you and I are hostages to their foolishness. How do you feel about that? 888-302-3684. Kenny, Facebook and Twitter on this?
Sure. Joey says all of this is pure theater, pathetic BS.
Okay.
And a couple other things can't say on the radio.
Hashtag, yeah. Yes.
Hashtag censored.
Uh-huh.
Melissa says, to Congress, this shutdown is just a temporary inconvenience, and they still get paid.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and so do all the people that are being furloughed.
And Gina says, it's immature and pointless enough already.
Yep. The delays are good because... I'm talking about health care now. The delays caused by the government shutdown seem to be good. A lot of the problems apparently are because of two things. One of them, the government shutdown. The other, high interest. And so I've asked for any input. Anybody who's had a connection with this, you can send us a tweet. You can send us a connection on Facebook.com/Good Day Show. You can send us email if you'd like. Doug, Jennifer, Ken at DougSteffen.com. Meanwhile, most of the activity here, people are always driven by their anger, which is kind of too bad. I'd rather think that we would be driven by things that are good. But you never hear somebody, or often, the focus on people and they're exercising their ability to speak freely about things is usually about their anger, about their upset, about what they don't like. You don't hear people often. It's like running a store. How many times do you hear...
Yeah, when people go in and say, you're doing a great job.
Yeah, this is a great... Yeah, they don't. They only complain it doesn't fit. It doesn't work. It's terrible. It's, that's what you hear from people.
Mm-hmm.
So that having been said, here's Jim in Iowa, who says the president is the problem.
I would like to start off by saying that I do feel bad for the federal employees due to the shutdown. I think both sides have taken this situation extremely too far, especially Obama. You know, other countries have tried this. We do need a good health care system. You know, the one thing that people are not considering is many people that have devoted their lives to building this country into a better country, a greater country. And, you know, now they're aging. We've got people that are challenged and handicapped in various ways that need help. You know, we've got people that don't do nothing and get a free ride. And we're not trying to fix problems. But when we have a president that says, I will not negotiate, I will not sit at the table and talk, that I will not listen, they will pass more presidential orders than any president in history, including Franklin Delano Roosevelt. We have a problem that he says one thing, he does another. You know, the laws are equally protected for everybody in this country. And literally, he gave big business a pass. He's been giving other people passes to laws he says was agreed upon by the Supreme Court. You know, it's totally ignored. And what people are not considering is that there is people out there hurting. They do need help.
So one of the things that's obvious is you need to go back to school. There are people hurting. There is people hurting. One of the problems of public education, send them to a private school. 888-302-3684. Don't you love what I pick up on?
Yes, the grammar police, Jeff Stephan, on duty.
Well, it's interesting. Yesterday we were yakking about how the World War II Memorial was closed and people were jumping over the barricades.
Mm-hmm.
It seems the Republican National Committee has decided to pay to keep the memorial open for the next month. The Republicans not happy about this sort of thing. National Park Service told visiting veterans they would not be able to visit the memorial. Why? Just it's there.
Yeah, well, it's not like you have to walk into a building. I mean, it's just you walk the outside of it, right?
Right. And so now apparently somebody has taken them, the National Park Service, to task for a violation of the First Amendment. And I'm not sure how that all works. But I think that the Republicans are obviously trying to politicize this. They've called on the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, to help pay the bill for this. One of the people involved here says the administration decided to make the government shutdown as painful as possible, taking the unnecessary step of keeping the greatest generation away from the memorial that was built in their honor. That's not right. It's not fair. So the RNC put aside enough money to have 5 security personnel keep the memorial open to visitors. That is basically, I think, Kenny, we agreed yesterday to keep it from being defaced by any kind of cretin that would show up and want to do that. So, all right, good for them. And whether the Democrats step up or not, this is obviously being politicized by the Republicans. And, you know, so maybe the Democrats say, yeah, so they don't get into this. As a matter of fact, I think one of the spokespeople for the Democratic National Committee said this was a stunt. You know what? So what? So don't be jerks. Help pay for it. 5 people, you got millions of dollars in your war chest. Why make this a political?
They're continuing to make money. That's the thing.
Well, this is the thing that bugs me about this is that the Republicans set a trap for the Democrats, and they were stupid enough to jump into it. Say nothing. Or just send them a check. That's it. Don't say anything, and then you won't look foolish like now you look.
Yeah, but we can't get politicians to not say something.
Isn't that sickening? It really is. Everything gets politicized. Everybody, the bad guys are on the other side. We're the good guys. And meanwhile, the Democrats said, we've been working on a plan to open the memorial. What's the plan? You hire a couple of flatfoots, and you pay them, and they go down there, and they make sure the memorial doesn't get defaced. We're working on a plan. What a bunch of ignoramuses. Hey. Okay. Excuse me. Thank you. Tina is in Illinois, concerned about her husband.
This needs to stop. My son works at a daycare center, and I believe that the children down there that he works with are more mature than he works in the government. This slap fight needs to stop. And also the other thing I am concerned about is my husband is a veteran, a disabled veteran. We are now being told that we don't even know if he's going to get his checks. And we live off those checks. We live off of a certain income, a fixed income. So what we want to know is when they're going to get back together and they're going to fix what they need to fix so the people are going to get the money they need, especially the veterans.
888-302-3684. The FBI is working. They shut down an underground drug dealing website, arrested the owner of the site. The website was called Silk Road. Watch everybody run to the website. It served as a major marketplace for drug dealers and hackers. Was in operation for 2 years. The FBI right on the job.
Yeah. Get him.
Good job, Ronnie.
Yeah, right. The owner was known, his name is Ross Ulbricht, known as Dread Pirate Roberts. Was nabbed at a library in San Francisco, accused of setting up a special network that would help drug dealers avoid detection by hiding their IP addresses. He was accused of being involved in a possible murder-for-hire plot, allegedly once tried to hire a hitman to kill a user of Silk Road who'd been trying to extort $500,000 from him. Yeah, sounds like a really good bunch to be mixed up with, huh? Like to have that guy as your best friend. But the FBI is on the case, not shut down by the furloughs. They got him after a two-year investigation, which, under the circumstances, you'd have thought in probably a couple of days they'd have been able to get this guy. They don't use the NSA. Maybe they're not privy. Maybe the NSA doesn't give them any of the information they get by listening to people's phones. What do you think?
No, none of those. None of those talk to you. None of those talk to each other.
No, not at all.
Yeah,
huh.
You go get your own information. This is our stuff.
888. And it pretty much sounds like that, doesn't it? You know,
yeah. Like they're 5-year-olds running the government.
Yeah, right. Watching.
I'm taking my ball and I'm going home.
In the FBI headquarters office, they're watching reruns of Captain Kangaroo and the Mickey Mouse Club.
That might even be too smart, I think.
302-3684. Okay, back to things that are practical and make a difference. How about your hair? How's your hair? There is a lot of customer conversation about the benefits of using Provia. Provia is the natural hair thinning therapy that cleanses the pores on your scalp, gets rid of all of the old creams that have stuck in the holes there like cement, so that the hair that's under the scalp can start growing again. That's really what this... People get creeped out when I say that. They say, oh, you mean that stuff's growing under my scalp? Oh! No, it's not growing. It's just there. Think of it as seeds that haven't been watered yet, right? Clean up, open up a hole and a way for the follicles to then emerge, and they start to grow. And your hair comes back again. That's what All Natural Provia is all about. It makes your hair come back. And if you're using Provia, why not use the best, the Super Concentrate? Provia Super Concentrate, now available at 800-525-8319. It'll clean out the pores faster. get your hair back faster. It gives the thickness, that appearance of being thick to your hair. So as it grows back in and as you have some hair there already, it'll make it look like it's fuller. You'll feel younger, look better. People will be saying, hey, what'd you do? Did you go see the Hair Club for Men? And you can just say, nope, I'm using Provia. By the way, does the Hair Club for Men still even exist? That guy, remember him? He was Cy,
yeah,
somebody or other.
He was
Cy
just,
Sperling.
Yeah, he wasn't just the owner. He was a member. Yeah,
he was a member. Right? Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, you don't want to mess around with that because it looks like you're wearing something that someone ran over in the road. You don't want that. You want to have your hair look natural because you want your hair back again. 800. That's, by the way, Cy Sperling. Did you ever notice his weave? When you looked at it, you could tell it was fake.
It has to be pretty terrible for me to tell fake.
Well,
I remember the guy that had the spray on hair.
Ron Popeil.
Oh, yeah, that was bad. Yeah, that you could tell was spray on.
But see, you see, that speaks to the point that for decades, for years, for pretty much all of modern times, people have been trying to get their hair back.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why Provia is as good as it is and as popular as it is, because it works and it's all natural. One phone call to 800-525-8319 and you'll figure out what I'm talking about. Stronger, younger looking hair, men and women. Call this number now for Provia, 800-525-8319.
Kim is in a rush and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
My heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's two-day fall favorite sale Friday and Saturday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Together, these two men have 5 Emmys for comedy. Combined, they have 19 years starring in TV's top comedies. Put them together, and they stand 11 feet 3 inches and headline NBC's all-new Thursday night comedy lineup. Sean Hayes.
Damn, caboobs!
And Michael J. Fox.
Yes, you're finally getting it.
At 9, 8 central, it's Sean Saves the World, followed by The Michael J. Fox Show, named the most exciting new series by the Critics' Choice Awards. Two men, 1 hour of comedy. Tonight, a whole new NBC Thursday.
The new fall flooring styles are here, and we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors, including new hand-scraped and exotic hardwood, new bamboo featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand Bamboo, new laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
888-302-3684. Let's see if I can get my computer to work here. Jackie, you're in Pinson, Tennessee. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Are you a new listener, or have you been listening for a while?
I listen to you every morning on my way to work.
Every morning on his way to work. You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Every morning on his way to work, he's listening to the Good Day program. He's a smart cookie. All right. So, Jackie, what do you think?
Well, that lady that called in, that kind of touched me in several ways. You know, talking about her husband being a veteran and their money.
Yeah.
My dad passed away in 02 of cancer, lung cancer. He served in World War II, and his first check came several weeks after he passed away to my mother, and she had to sign the back of it deceased and mail it back in, and they cut it in half because she only deserves half of what he had coming.
Mm-hmm.
So the government shut down, and now the veterans and the older folks that worked and earned it may get their checks cut off. Well, up here in the town above where I live in the country, there's one little town up here that's basically a welfare town. 30s, 20s, and 30s are the people that are living there. They're walking the streets on their dough. They're drawing food stamps, and I reckon every one of them is on some type of disability, whether it be I do so many drugs, I'm disabled and can't work, or I'm mental. They all got their checks. They hit the mailbox perfectly on time.
Yeah. And yet people who served, I hear exactly what you're saying. It's a disgrace. It's disgusting that people who worked for the money don't get it, and people who don't do a damn thing get all the money. That is one of the other things that's so trying about this reality. Thank you for bringing it to our attention to think about. 51 after the hour.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
The search for middle ground. The needle is small. The haystack is humongous. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. President Obama and Democrats in the House and Senate on one side, congressional Republicans on the other. It has led to a partial shutdown of the U.S. government, which has reached a third day. Yesterday, the president and congressional leaders did meet at the White House. They did talk, but afterward, no one said that anything was accomplished. House Speaker John Boehner said the president refuses to negotiate. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said Republicans just wanted to talk about a short-term solution. So that's that, right? Maybe not. Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky is offering an olive branch to Democrats in the search for middle ground.
Ultimately, Americans do want us to talk to each other. They recognize we don't agree on everything, and they do want us to find a middle ground. And I really think it all it takes is a little bit of discussion.
Discussion. More talk. Can you offer anything else, Senator?
I think we could also have coffee and talk about what is the final position that both sides would accept in order to get there.
Coffee. You know, maybe coffee's the key. A cup of Joe, gourmet blend, and plenty of it. Get members of Congress so wired they actually get something done. Or maybe what we really need is prayer.
We believe that a spirit of unity must prevail.
That's Pastor Gene Donaldson with Capitol Hill Seventh-day Adventist Church, who says the shutdown is affecting many families, and he's praying for a compromise from lawmakers. Couldn't hurt. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Some things are just better together. At Exxon and Mobil, we don't just sell gasoline. We fuel connections. Exxon and Mobil gasoline is specifically engineered to help your engine run more smoothly by helping to clean intake valves and by keeping fuel injectors clean. That means when you leave an Exxon and Mobil station, our gasoline will help your engine run smoother, reduce emissions, and even get better fuel economy. Learn more at FuelingConnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections.
The new fall flooring styles are here, and we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors, including new hand-scraped and exotic hardwood. New bamboo, featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand Bamboo. New laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
On Wall Street, stocks were down on the second day of the government shutdown. The Dow off 59 points, closing at 15,133. S&P fell a point. NASDAQ was down 3 points. A jury in L.A. said concert promoter AEG not liable in Michael Jackson's wrongful death trial. The Jackson family claimed AEG hired Dr. Conrad Murray, who was found guilty of causing Jackson's death in 2009. The jury found AEG did hire Murray, but disagreed with the Jackson camp's assertions that he was incompetent. Murray was convicted of involuntary manslaughter for administering the powerful anesthetic propofol as a sleep aid for Michael Jackson. Major League Baseball playoffs. The Rays over the Indians 4-0 in that one-game wild-card playoff game last night. Rays move on to meet the Red Sox in the American League Division Series. Tigers and A's in the other ALDS. National League Division Series, it'll be the Pirates against the Cardinals and the Dodgers against the Braves. Both those series get started tonight. And finally, we have more of the effects of the partial government shutdown. And no, we're not implying that any of this is funny. In fact, you might say this entire situation is a load of... You know, it's strange we should hear a toilet, because those who need to use the portable toilets at Virginia's Gravelly Point Park in Arlington are out of luck. The government shutdown means the park's funding is on hold, and this past Tuesday, park service personnel put padlocks on the porta-potties, much to the chagrin of hikers, bikers, and those who watch the planes take off and land at nearby Reagan National Airport. If only Republicans and Democrats could flush out their differences, these folks wouldn't feel so wiped out. And elsewhere, the partial government shutdown really did throw a wrench into the plans of Michael Salimi and Genevieve Yike.
Definitely the plans were derailed. That was not the intention, especially for as long as we've been planning this.
You see, Michael and Genevieve had planned to get married yesterday in the Grand Canyon. But yes, the shutdown forced them to change their plans.
We had to find a new place to have our dinner. We had to find a new place to get married.
And they did. The wedding was held in Sedona, Arizona, north of Phoenix, just as well when you think about it. Getting married in the Grand Canyon might have sounded like this.
Do you, Genevieve?
Yes.
Guess what?
David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Kim is in a rush, and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.